Hello, and welcome to show number 2612 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program empowering the visually impaired with expert advice, personal stories, and the latest in technology and accessibility. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
The Monarch is a pretty expensive device. For these early engagement phases, are you expecting the individual to somehow cover the price of it?
Absolutely not. We are not asking folks to cover the cost of their Monarch. If selected for the project, they gain access to the Monarch through cost-free distribution of that device. And then as long as they're keeping up and engaging with us, that Monarch is theirs to keep throughout their employment journey.
That is a huge incentive to apply for your program.
And we'll hear more about that in our interview with today's guest.
Monarch Braille brings tactile graphics and multi-line Braille to students, job seekers, and professionals. We'll talk with Erin Sigmund, director of the Monarch Rise program at the American Printing House for the Blind, about the Monarch Rise and Monarch student pilot programs, eligibility for receiving a free device, and how this technology supports employment and education. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Erin Sigmund.
So my tip of the week is apply for the Monarch Rise project. We would love to hear from you about your employment goals, how you feel the Monarch could help break barriers for your employment goals, and how you'd work with us to complete project activities. So visit aph.org/meet-monarch to find that application. The Monarch Rise Project is seeking to distribute a total of 300 Monarch devices to CIE seekers by September 2028.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
the My Tools for Living retail store at the Chicago Lighthouse, offering tools and technologies to support everyday life across the vision loss spectrum, as well as ongoing advice. More information is available at mytoolsforliving.com.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, success, success,
success, success. Let's start by meeting Erin.
Hi there. My name is Erin Sigmund, and I am the director of the Monarch Rise Project, Resources for Innovation, Skills, and Employment at the American Printing House for the Blind, or APH.
How long have you been with APH?
So I have been in this role for just about a year and enjoying every minute of that. But I've been with APH for just over 3 years. Prior to serving as the project director, I served as the community engagement and policy specialist, which is a really long title that simply means I educated individuals here in our hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, and in Washington, D.C., and everywhere in between about the American Printing House for the Blind's mission to elevate the achievements of students and people who are blind or low vision by providing Braille products, materials, support services, and specialized technology. Prior to being at APH, I was a service learning educational program manager for an AmeriCorps State National project here in Louisville. So personally, it's just been a real treat to kind of step back into federal grants projects with APH.
I gather you're sighted. How did you get into working in the blindness field?
So as I mentioned, I have been in the role at APH for 3 years, and that was luck of being here in Louisville. They had a community engagement specialist role open. And I think more than anything, they were looking for an extrovert who loved sitting at tables and connecting with people and bringing other stories to the forefront. And so knew some folks at APH from living here in town, interviewed and found my way here, and have been trying to soak up every resource and learn from a variety of folks since day one.
In your introduction, Erin, you mentioned the Monarch Rise program, and a lot of people have heard about the Monarch. But before we talk about the Monarch Rise program, maybe you can just give us a quick overview of what the Monarch is. It's a really novel Braille display.
Thank you for saying it's novel. I completely agree. The Monarch is a 10-line by 32-cell refreshable Braille and tactile graphics display. So that's novel and innovative in and of itself, right? It's a multi-line display. And I also think what makes it innovative and modern as a refreshable Braille display is it goes beyond just being a Braille note taker, but is a really powerful platform for all sorts of applications. So just in the last 3 weeks, we launched, in addition to kind of the core Keysoft applications on the Monarch, things like Periodic Table and WordStock, which is a word puzzle game, and all sorts of things to come. It is that note taker, tactile graphing calculator, and game application and more, all wrapped up into one device. My favorite thing about the Monarch and what makes it unique is it was powered by partners. APH works with Humanware and with the folks over at the National Federation of the Blind. So really, it was people who are blind leading the development of the Monarch, the product, every step of the way.
Which may be a big factor in its working properly. So you've been talking about using the Monarch in a text mode and it's 10 lines of 32 characters, but it also works in a graphics mode. How many pins are there in the display?
3,840 equidistant pins. The Monarch uses an array of equidistant pins to create both the Braille and the tactile graphics.
As you mentioned before we started recording, the Monarch first came out sometime in 2024, and it's just over the past couple of years that there's been a lot of software developed for it to be able to do these special things like graphics, connect to our screen readers, etc. That wasn't possible fresh out of the starting block, but these applications and ventures with other developers have made all this possible. Tell us a little about that.
Absolutely. So the Monarch is, as I mentioned, not just a Braille display and a platform. And that means that it is ever evolving. And we are working both in-house and with our partners at Humanware and NFB and more to put powerful applications onto the device. I think a helpful analogy that I think about is every so often your phone pings you and says, hey, we have some updates. Will you update your phone to get the latest bug fixes, but also exciting new applications that are built into the device itself? And the Monarch works quite similarly. When you open up the device, this happened to me a couple of weeks ago when we launched the version 1.4 update. It will tell you there's an update available. And then with a simple click of a button, it's going to implement all of those fixes, but also all of those new apps and features as well. And then we have single apps that roll out that you have to go into Key Updater and select if they interest you and update them, a little bit similar to jumping into an app store and selecting the apps that are most interesting to you. So for me, my boyfriend is a chemical engineering major in college. So I had a lot of fun as soon as Periodic Table launched, grabbing that periodic table, updating it to my device, and showing it off here on the Monarch display. Someone who is maybe using the Monarch for a different set of goals might not be so interested in the periodic table, but might be really interested in WordStock or something like that. So it kind of bundles everything, the core pieces together, and also gives you the flexibility to customize the device to whatever your goals and needs are.
And that is really wonderful that this piece of hardware can continually be evolving and responding to user needs.
So the example you just gave of the periodic table is too wide to even just have the two-letter abbreviation for each element, one after the next, after the next. In the event that you have a document that's too wide to display on the Monarch display, can you scroll across the document?
Yes. So we have on either side of the Monarch display, there is what's called a D-pad, which is up, down, left, and right arrows. And you can utilize that D-pad to move around the application or the document. I am not the technical expert on the Monarch. I love the Monarch projects, so I might not be explaining it completely accurately. But in other modes, especially working in documents, the Monarch is also going to work intelligently to wrap that text down to the next line. So really in documents, you're never having to scroll left or right. It's wrapping down to that next line. So you're utilizing your up and down arrows to scroll through that document.
That's very handy.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about the device. I assume it connects via USB or Bluetooth to other devices and has a power supply of its own.
Yes, it has a power supply of its own. It's battery charged. And then we just launched terminal mode in the last couple of months. So you can connect either via a direct connection or via Bluetooth to a device that is utilizing JAWS or NVDA, and then operate that device through the Braille display. The other cool and innovative thing I think especially interests a lot of our students, families, and educators using the Monarch is that via HDMI, a common cable, you can connect your Monarch to a visual display. And what is being displayed in Braille on the Monarch can be displayed, depending on the modes you select, either in visual Braille or print on the monitor of your choice. The really powerful thing about that, we're already hearing back from some of our students and families who are participating in the Monarch Student Pilot Project, that this is giving families access to homework and homework help that they've never had before, because parents who are still learning Braille can read the print of the textbooks or the books alongside their student who's utilizing the Braille on the display.
Is there a keyboard with this device? What do people use as a keyboard?
The keyboard on the Monarch is an 8-dot Perkins style keyboard. So you have your 8 dots, your space bar below, and there are a couple of fun other buttons that are used as well. We have on the front of the display a 3 buttons. One returns you to most recent apps, one returns you to home. And I'm going to be honest, I can't remember what the last one does because it just works into my flow. And then we also have a button that enables you to use point and click. So if you are engaging tactily with a graph or those periodic table that I mentioned before, you can place your finger on the tactile display with one hand and double click that button with your other hand, and it is going to either move the cursor to where your finger is and select, or in the case of the graph, read that coordinates out loud. That's using two-handed mode. The Monarch does have a one-handed mode, and I just have to share that I'm not up to date on Monarch one-handed mode.
Erin, you mentioned a number of times the Monarch Rise program and some of the special projects you have going on with students. I was wondering if you could talk about those programs.
Absolutely. I'm going to start with the Monarch Rise project. The Monarch Rise project is a 5-year disability innovation fund project focused on empowering a sustainable community of Monarch users to independently share strategies and success stories to advance their own or others' success in preparing for, achieving, maintaining, or progressing in competitive integrative employment. Its sister project, the Monarch Student Pilot Project, is an initiative from APH that supports K-12 students in having access to a Monarch so that they can provide us targeted feedback for the next apps and features to come on the Monarch product itself.
So it sounds like the Monarch Rise program is essentially building a community of users, because these displays are pretty rare, in which people can learn from each other to learn best practices and uses, et cetera. Is that right?
You've got it. We work in that distribution and training so that folks can take the Monarch and really fly in their employment journey. we're simply there to help facilitate and train up when new apps and features come out.
And how are these people all connected together? Do they meet up via Zoom, or do you hold regular get-togethers of these groups?
So the Monarch Rise project operates around a four-part training model. And I like to be a little cutesy. So that four-part training model is mimicking the life cycle of a butterfly. So we move folks from the egg stage all the way up to the butterfly stage. The egg stage is our intake and enrollment process. That's where we put out an application for a particular user, whether that's a underemployed individual, a transition age student, or an adult job seeker. We have different kaleidoscopes or cohorts of each. Once they apply and are selected and enrolled in the project, most importantly, we distribute that monarch to them for use through the project and throughout their employment journey in the egg stage. Then after we wrap the egg stage up, we move into the caterpillar stage, which we like to say is when you're earning your stripes on the Monarch display itself. You are learning to operate this piece of technology, both as a standalone device and as a Braille terminal. And so the way that we facilitate this asynchronous learning is through a course called Mastering the Monarch on APH's learning management system, The Hive. So all of our participants get on and they take that course and learn how to operate all of the apps and features on the Monarch on their own time. Because we know working, especially with adults and with job seekers, your time is busy, so you can fit it in where you can. Once folks learn to operate the Monarch, then we shift into the bulk of the Monarch Rise project, which is our chrysalis stage where we're growing together in that community. We host a variety of training and networking opportunities for our participants. We like to call it a choose your own menu of activities. So minimum around once a month, you can join in on an activity all about the Monarch and competitive integrative employment, if that's what helps you. That looks like Q&A hours, peer working groups on Zoom where folks are getting together to talk about, I'm trying to use the Monarch to do this in my job, or I'm looking at this employment field. How can I use the Monarch to support my interview process or my job search? They're getting together, they're sharing those strategies synchronously live all through a Zoom training. We also provide some in-person workshops and some Zoom workshops where we're hearing for folks, we want to skill up in this way or that. We bring in some experts to provide those skills. After folks are kind of getting comfortable in the community, they can live in that chrysalis space for as long as what suits them. And then finally, that last stage is the butterfly stage where we're saying you're flying strong in the Monarch and your competitive integrative employment journey. We just want to keep up with you, learn about how your job seeking process is going. We have to report back our stats on whether or not we're supporting folks getting a job. And also maybe the most exciting part of the Monarch Rise project in that butterfly stage is we're going to do some field testing of new apps and features that are being developed based on that community feedback of what apps and features on the Monarch would be most useful for job seekers and folks within competitive integrative employment.
Well, that's a really great model because this is not like a simple, ordinary, refreshable Braille display. The Monarch is really a pretty sophisticated device. And you wouldn't want to just throw it at people and say, here, use it and figure out how.
Yeah, I mean, I can speak to that because not only did we develop this four-part training model of, you know, learning the device basics and then working together as a community to figure out all of the interesting applications of the Monarch, but we also developed the Monarch Rise project in a targeted set of enrollment phases. So we are just now about a year into phase one, which was our pilot project with services providers. So AT trainers, TVIs, VR counselors, higher education professionals, and individuals who are competitively employed and who are blind, low vision, or have visual impairments, who will serve as mentors for future phases. So as we were building the project, it's a new project for APH, also a new project for the Disability Innovation Fund. This is the very first year that they had offered nonprofits the ability to apply and receive the grant. So as we were learning, we said, we'll start with the trainers. They'll help us work out all of the things we need to improve for our next project phases. Our next project phases are for our job seekers, and applications will launch mid-March and close mid-April. So go to aph.org to access that application information. And we'll have two more phases of job seekers coming up in the spring and then later in 2026 or 2027.
And who is eligible to receive these devices and start working with them?
With the Monarch Rise Project, we have basic eligibility requirements and then additional eligibility requirements based on the phase that we're in. I can talk about the umbrella requirements. So to participate in the Monarch Rise Project, you need to be an individual who is blind, deafblind, or have another visual impairment, and be willing and able to provide verification of disability from a qualified educational, vocational, or medical professional during the intake process if you are selected. You also must be able to read and write in Braille and have experience using a refreshable Braille display. But I'll pause there to say that beginner through advanced experience is welcome, because we know many folks, they might feel like they're a beginner because maybe they had some experience with a display and while they were in school, but they lost that access as they were an adult. We want to get Monarchs into the hands of individuals to keep them learning in their journey. You also must be eligible to work in the United States or its territories and seeking competitive integrative employment by September 2028. And you need to not be enrolled in another Disability Innovation Fund project because we can't double dip. Those are our overall project requirements. And then we like to target our cohorts to smaller subsets of individuals who have common experiences. So our next cohort coming up, that is our college, early career, and underemployed kaleidoscope. Kaleidoscope is just the fun word we use for cohort. It's a group of monarch butterflies. And those individuals, those applicants must meet one of the following additional criteria. They either need to be enrolled in an undergraduate, graduate, or professional terminal degree program or a professional vocational certificate program by September 2026, or they need to be within their first 2 years of competitive integrative employment after vision loss, or they need to be underemployed by the date of application submission. We actually have eligibility information, including definitions for underemployed and competitive integrative employment and all of those key terms on our www.aph.org/meet-monarch/rise website.
You were talking about this next cohort. Is that the cohort for whom applications are due by mid-April 2026?
Yes, that is this next cohort, college, early career, and underemployed. If that sounds like you and you're interested, please apply by mid-April.
The Monarch is a pretty expensive device. For these early engagement phases, are you expecting the individual to somehow cover the price of it?
Absolutely not. We are not asking folks to cover the cost of their Monarch. If selected for the project, they gain access to the Monarch through cost-free distribution of that device. And then as long as they're keeping up and engaging with us, that Monarch is theirs to keep throughout their employment journey.
That is a huge incentive to apply for your program.
And you talked about a program aimed at students. Is that similar to the Monarch Rise program?
Yes. So the Monarch Student Pilot Project, they will also launch applications for their next phase mid-March through mid-April. It's actually the very same application. So if you go on and apply, it'll branch out to get you to which project best fits you. But the Monarch Student Pilot Project is for students in kindergarten through 12th grade who are interested in working with a qualified educational professional or parent or guardian who's homeschools to integrate the Monarch into their schoolwork, into their family life, and provide some monthly targeted feedback on that device. As participating in the Monarch Student Pilot Project, you also receive the Monarch on long-term loan through 12th grade, and then we have some options for you to keep that Monarch after your graduation employment, including rolling over to the Monarch Rise Project.
Given that you're passing out these devices for free, I gather you're receiving funding from somebody. Who do you get your primary sources of funds from?
For the Monarch Rise Project, our primary source of funds is the Disability Innovation Fund grant. Our award number is H421F240052 from the U.S. Department of Education Rehabilitation Services Administration. The department does not mandate or prescribe practices, models, or other activities described or discussed in this podcast. The contents of this podcast may contain examples of, adaptations of, and links to resources created and maintained by another public or private organization. The department does not control or guarantee the accuracy, relevance, timeliness, or completeness of this outside information. The content of this podcast does not necessarily represent the policy of the department, and this podcast is not intended to represent the views or policy of, or be an endorsement of any views expressed or materials provided by any federal agency.
So I know you've been telling people throughout this discussion how they can find out a little bit more about the Monarch and Monarch Rise and Monarch Student Projects. But just to get it all concisely in one place, where would you tell people to start to learn about this?
To learn about the Monarch and Monarch Projects, visit www.aph.org/meet-monarch.
And if somebody has a question that they want to ask, how would they do that?
If you have a question about the Monarch Rise Project, you can reach me and my team at rise@aph.org. If you have a question about the Monarch Student Pilot Project, you can reach the Monarch Student Pilot Project team at mspp@aph.org. And if you have a question about the Monarch in general, or you're not quite sure where to go, you can reach out to our dedicated Monarch support team at monarchsupport@aph.org.
Is there a phone number people can call?
There is. If you would like to reach our Monarch support by phone, you can reach us at 833-447-8444, and they'll connect you to the person or project that interests you.
And if you look in the show notes for episode 2612, which is this episode, you'll find all of that information in case you missed it in the audio.
That's it for this week's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we will continue talking about the Monarch Braille display, except this time we'll be speaking with Scott Davert, who you may know from AppleViz, who is a day-to-day user of the Monarch Braille display at work and at home, and he will talk about his experiences using the device, participating in the RISE program, and ongoing development work.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, available wherever you get your podcasts.
For show notes, resources, and more information, visit our website at eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for being part of our community. Until next time, I'm Peter Torpy.
And I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy. Thank you for listening.